AJ, Bridge and Spider.
For breakfast.
Welcome to the AJ, Bridge and Spider podcast with regular contributors, the PM.
I like sport, but I don't like people, so I don't like going along and having to touch members of the public.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal Saleh.
You know, him and my wife went into the bedroom with a spanner and I sat down and watched Netflix.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, Gold Coast. My favorite kind of coast, believe me.
Funny man, Greg Sullivan.
I'm aiming to leave behind morbidly obese and just go for obese.
Look out, overweight, here I come.
And everybody's favourite, Ed Cavalli.
And I remember that in 1832, I've heard that tape and the secret sound was the sound of a chimney sweep falling out of a chimney.
Yeah. So sit back on the leather lazy boy recliner, grab a mocha and enjoy the ride. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's podcast.
One of the other great leaders of the world, Tom Tate, is in the studio. Good morning, Tom, and a beautiful, beautiful gold tie.
Yes, yeah, it's a statement, mate. People were saying he's blue tie or red tie, but to all the punters out there on the Gold Coast, I'm a gold tie man.
Gold tie. Well, you know, the gold tie, you could have brought that with a couple of leftovers from the Commonwealth Games. $84 million, it looks like, leftover. Where can we spend that on the Gold Coast?
Mate, I would put towards further infrastructure should we get our hands on the money.
And, yep.
And that leads into transport, or we're planning big infrastructure on sewerage and things like that. And I know that's not sexy. But,
Hey. You said that last night on the news that you're talking about sewerage isn't sexy. However, yeah. I want you to talk about sewerage and we'll play some sexy music in the background and we can make anything sound sexy.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we go. We'll play some sexy music for you, Tom. And you can talk all about sewerage. Here we go.
Talk us.
Well, let me tell you. This long pipe is going to be in the biggest pipe, longest pipe in all of Australia. $2 billion worth.
Oh, that's sexy.
And I'm telling you, you got a plan. You got a plan.
No referendum.
Now, listen, Tom, I've got a question for you.
You made it sound sexy.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, how was that voice? That was weird.
Now, Mr. Tate, we've all gone to Mars, right? The four of us. We've all flown to Mars, right? Okay. Now, we've been away for 10 years, okay? We've flown to Mars. We've come back to the Gold Coast.
Okay. What are you on about?
Yep, all right.
Run with me on this.
Did all of us come back or just...
When we come back in 10 years' time, will there be a shipping terminal on the Gold Coast? When we all arrive back and we all fly back from Mars, will there be a cruise ship terminal on the Gold Coast when we get back?
Oh, it would be there and operating nicely, and they'll be looking at stage two by then.
Yeah, not a Tugan, though. So you're saying Tugan is not going to happen, right?
Tugan is thumbs down. Look, we created a world surfing reserve there.
Exactly.
And look, people enjoy surfing, not leave the surfers alone. And a cruise ship up the northern end, there's not a lot of surfing there, so something for everyone.
Although my partner, who is a surfer, said if you do build it there, it'll put a really nice left right up against those against the cruise ship terminal, so it will create a little break.
But he'll be paddling behind the cruise ship as they're coming.
Yeah. It's going to go up north and it's going to be installed pretty quickly. $84 million towards it could go nicely, but AJ's been writing a song for you, Tom.
Oh, okay.
I'm honoured.
Well, we heard some whispers on the weekend, didn't we, Bridge? We heard some business leaders around town saying that you might be a bit on the nose at the moment.
What's going on with Shobo? What's that big fight? Everyone seems to be fisticuffing you.
I don't know. I play the issue. I don't have a problem with him.
No.
Only that doesn't do much. But apart from that, you know, nice guy.
So, Tom,
he's got plenty of time to whinge about anything.
So, Tom, as a result, we're here to help. We're here to help. As the city's leader, we're here to help. We respect you. But we have invented a song that we're hoping will go to top 10 on iTunes.
No, hang on. You.
You have
put a song together.
Well, you're going to help me sing it or not?
No, you got the words.
Oh, right. So I've written the song, but you're not going to help me sing it.
No. I'll say that I came up with the working title, Tom on the Pong.
I've done the last line.
Yeah.
You do the middle.
It's called Tom on the Pong, and it goes like this. And this is Bridgie on the bongo drums. So we're not talking about other bongs. We're talking about bongo drums. Peter, when does the drums kick in?
Your song. It's your song, Adrian.
Where's the bongo drum start?
Let me enjoy this maracas.
Tom, Tom's on the pong, 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 pong. So we're on the bong, 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 bong for this Tom Pong song. It's been a long, long, long Tom time. So we're worried about the Tom Pong, 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 pong. And we believe this could be wrong, wrong, wrong as Tom is on the pong.
Wow. Tom.
A bunch of ding-dong. Is it like that? Pong?
He's on the bong, all right, isn't he? Hey?
Seriously, is that what you do at home when you got nothing else to do?
I'd say they call that number two, mate. Number
one. Do you want to talk about the sewage system again?
Hey, Bridge, I don't think I'll be going to city office for any favours soon.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
And it's great having Limo with us on the show today.
I don't know what annoys you, Limo, but it annoys me when you do get an exit row and then you look next to you and you look at the people and you think, they've got absolutely no hope.
Yes. No chance.
One, they can hardly speak any English. Another one, they're too old. Like, there's got to be rules and regulations. Yeah. Sometimes you can sit there and go, if we're going down, I'm the only one who's going to be able to help you.
Or well, Limo, can you imagine getting around Spider? If he was in the emergency seat, that'd be impossible too.
Yeah, look, he'd throw himself out and throw the door back at the rest of us.
Exactly.
As he makes his way to safety. But here's an idea for the emergency exit. If there are any airlines listening, what about this? Mm. You put a trained staff member there. What about that?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's novel.
You know what? When I paid for the flight, I didn't expect that I'd end up working for the airline.
You catch a lot of flights, like I do. Do you have a particular airline you like to go with?
I do indeed. I'm a Qantas man through and through. In fact, I have a blanket rule that I will only fly Qantas. And the reason is, guys, here's why I only fly Qantas.
Yeah.
It's because when a Qantas plane lands, no one claps. No one claps. Because everyone fully expected to get there.
Okay. Well, Lima, I've got a blanket rule too with Qantas. I steal them every time because they're the only airlines that give you blankies.
Oh, they do. And they give you, tell you what, if you're up the front of the plane, they give you a cheeky little pair of pyjamas as well.
Oh, well, we don't know that. We're all always at the tail end. But I'm a virgin man. I'm everything.
Oh, right.
Yes. I don't know why.
Hey, tell me this, guys, before I get onto my Jetstar flight that I had to catch recently.
Oh, first worlder, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Hey, have you ever been on a plane where they clap on landing?
I went Egypt Air once.
Oh, Egypt Air,
and
yes.
And you know what? There was a band on board and they were having cigarettes down the back of the plane. How good was that?
See, I love it.
Yeah. I love it when everything wobbles. And you get that weird smell and you're like, that's not oxygen.
yeah, that's something else that's going on there. Yeah, I was on an Air India flight once where they clapped on. Mind you, I think with Air India, particularly on the domestic flights, they clap on takeoff with those. Go, we're in the air, we're in the air. Well done. No, so I was on a Jetstar flight recently and they come back and I was on the emergency exit. And they come back and they say, are you prepared to help in case of an emergency?
Yeah.
And I love that they give the second most important job on a plane behind the pilot to a random passenger as well. Yeah, you're upright. You look like you might be sober. Sure, you'll do. We'll put 200 lives in your hand.
Well, the emergency is when they give you 4 crackers and 3 pieces of cheese. That's an emergency in those packets.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we're sitting there. They do that and everyone nods, yes. The woman, the flight attendant, she came back and tested us.
She goes,
a test. She comes back and she goes, now, we ran through it before. If there's a fire out there, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. Throw out the women and children? I wasn't listening. No one listened. Seriously.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Now, interesting that we're all different stages of, I suppose, renovating our own houses, doing a bit of home maintenance. AJ, yours has been going on for about, 8 years? No, seriously.
A little while.
A little while.
A little while.
You yeah. just put it on ice yeah. and yeah. wait for the ice to melt yes. and get a bit more ice. Bridge, you have some aspirations to what you want to do around the house.
Well,
slowly starting to do little bits and pieces.
It's good having a fiance that's a tiler. So yeah. the bathroom's yeah. going to get done. I'm going to get a bath. Yeah. It's so exciting. The garden's getting done.
Yeah. And for me, I love plugging away. I love working out in the garden. And as soon as I get the garden done, the idea was then, you know, upgrade to the inside. But Sheree yeah. said I had to prove myself on the outside before I can move on to the inside because you can get away. Yeah. So anyway, on the weekend, I've got this big white rendered wall.
Yeah.
And on the wall, I decided that I'll go to Bunnings and buy some of these black pattern panels. Now, they're about a metre by half a metre. So these just black panels and you put them up, stick them up on the wall just to break up the just the flat white wall.
Right. What are they made of?
Just like some form of plastic.
Okay.
And so I brought a fair few of them, like 15 of them, to cover a pretty big wall. Yeah. And I was at the Bunnings Trade Expo only a couple of weeks ago talking to blokes and from Sally's, and he's got at least one of the new liquid nails. But this liquid nails is the best of the best. This this holds everything. Holds tiles.
Really?
In place. So you can put it on the wall and it holds it on place. It doesn't slide.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Said, this is a bit of me.
I've got that on my mirror.
Have you? Yeah, exactly right. So
on the ceiling? You got to make sure that doesn't fall on your head.
Mm. So this is a bit of me. So I went and I glued all 15 panels on the white wall. And it looked unbelievable.
Oh, with precision, I'm sure,
It
too.
Was perfect. Oh, yeah, the pattern had to be perfect. Oh. Got them all cut, made it nice, even took a photo, sent it to Sheree and said, how good is this?
Do now, I graduate?
I've got to seriously go. The module's complete outside. I can now upgrade indoors. And she goes, yep. I reckon you're ready for the bathroom. I was so excited. Woke up on Sunday morning, 15 panels on the ground.
Oh, no.
The whole lot of them fell off. Every one of them. Not one of them remained
flat.
On. Oh,
flat.
I was so dog. I was so flat.
Is that the dew or something?
I don't know. I don't know. So I want to know, 13, 27, 10, when have you tried some Renos at home and they've just gone a little bit pear-shaped, you thought, how good am I? And it's just like, did not go to plan.
David Carrara, what's your renovation fail?
It wasn't a fail so much as my wife wanted a new kitchen, so I was a tippy. I pulled all the kitchen out for her, and she said, I need a bigger window. I said, yeah, no worries. I marked all the window out, the size of the window. On Sunday, she said, why don't you take the window out? I said, I've got to order a new one. Take it out. So I took it out. She froze. This is the middle of winter, and we lived in Dilston. It's been a little cold for 3 weeks.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, brilliant.
This man will have a story. Derek of Mudjerabar. Hello, Derek. What's happened?
Oh, hi, guys. Talking about renovations a minute ago.
Yeah.
I, about 2 months ago, I put a skylight in the ceiling of my apartment. I did it myself, cut the hole, put the skylight in, and I'm absolutely thrilled to bits with it.
Yeah.
But the two newlyweds in the apartment above me, they're not talking to me at the moment.
No reference.
And Tanya.
Yes.
Have you had a bit of a mishap while doing some house renovations?
No, my poor old mum, when she was alive, she decided to paint the whole house.
Yep.
And we went to bed and we woke up the next morning and she had a few Nellies that night while she was painting. And she painted every fly screen in the house white. And we couldn't see out of the windows. Just to freshen them up, she said.
She's on the brandy at night, obviously, eh?
So every fly screen was just decked out with paint dripping through it.
Oh, that's an absolute gem.
Love it. Thanks, Tanya.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Okay, Bridge and Spider, what's going on with your smart house, Bridge?
No, it's smart now. I was talking last week about I had a dumb TV trying to make that smart. And now, look, you know, it was simple when I was single. I had a simple house. I had no Wi-Fi. I had a simple, dumb house. There was no smart TV. There's normal free-to-air, not much reception for phone or my computer. And now that Jamie, my partner's moved in, well, now we've got everything. We've got Google dongles. dongers. I don't know what they are.
So you upgraded the telly to from dumb to smart.
We've got a Google donger thing in the back. I don't even know what I'm saying. But you put it in the back of your dumb TV and now our mobiles are remotes. Mm. Both of ours are remote controls. The TV is now a computer. We've got YouTube, Netflix. I've got my own selection of programs. We've
what,
got HDMI, digital recorder. I've even got an electric toothbrush. I don't know what's happening, seriously. Yeah, this is full on. And there's a device that I was unaware that Jamie's installed and it scared me the other day. So we're watching movies and we're watching a Scientology thing and Tom Cruise was on there and I said, oh, we should Google Tom Cruise movies. And all of a sudden, in the corner of the house, I heard this, Tom Cruise has been in several movies. His big break was Risky Business and the Mission Impossible franchise. I'm like, who is in the house? He's got that Google Home thing.
Oh,
Home thing that listens to everybody. But he didn't tell me. So it absolutely scared. I'm like, where is this? Who is this woman?
So you got three.
Who are you cheating on with me? Yes. How does she know about Tom Cruise? So it plays music. It finds contacts, information. It's the answer of reason for bets or fights. It's a referee for you.
Yes.
For anything. It's super scary. So then yesterday, we're sitting around and at night and Jamie, we're just near the... We're having dinner and it's right near Google Home. And Jamie said, who did he used to play for? And I'm not kidding you. This is what happened.
According to Wikipedia, Peter Everett is a former Australian rules footballer who played for the St Kilda Football Club, Hawthorn Football Club and Sydney Swans in the Australian Football League.
I can't even finish my own sentences now.
How good's that?
Now there's another woman in the house.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look at the smile on his face, eh?
Hey, what is this? What's this called?
Look.
What is it called?
Yeah, look at Google Home.
Google Home.
Right, look how big his head is. I knew this happened. So I thought, oh, cool. That was really quite weird. Okay, let's see what happens if I say my name. Here we go. Okay, Google, who's Bridget Daly Gold FM?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help with that yet.
Oh, so I thought, we'll do it a bit differently. All right, I'll ask this. Okay, Google, what's 92.5 Gold FM?
According to Wikipedia, 92.5 Gold FM is an Australian radio station in Queensland.
Oh, yeah, nice that. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now I thought I'd do another one. Okay, Google, who is AJ, Bridge and Spider, Gold FM?
Yeah. Sorry, I can't help with that yet.
No, that'd be right.
Oh.
Doesn't know us. Knows you.
Yes.
Doesn't know me.
I love Google.
Doesn't know us.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Bridget, he's come screaming out of the blocks. He's very confident today. Won yesterday, so... There's an air of arrogance about Peter Spider Everett today for Name That Year. I can feel it.
You always know he puts his hand in his pockets and rocks back and forth and often gesticulates with his crutch. I know you don't know what that word means, but he does. Sometimes when he gets right into what he's saying, especially during Spider's Spray later on this morning, you push your crutch forward. It's quite weird.
I reckon that's why he wears tracksuits.
Why is that?
Oh, God, why?
Well, you can manipulate a lot easier.
Oh, jeez. No, don't get me started on his new weird move he does with his hands between his legs.
Yeah. Anyway, I think you've got to have a form of arrogance if you believe in yourself.
No, you can have self-confidence. You don't have to be up yourself.
Self-confidence and arrogance is the same
thing. No, it's not. And you don't have to be up yourself.
Well, segment number one from Name That Year will completely stuff him.
Don't. Every time you say that, you put the mocker on it and gets it right.
He won't get this.
Okay.
Oh, don't.
Give us a go.
It's politics. He's got no idea.
He will get it.
This is how the game works, folks. It's Spider pitted against Bridget, and then Rodney usually cleans up the mess at the end of the segment. You need to name the year of each segment. Name the year.
Mr. Speaker, I inform the House that the member for Blaxland has resigned as Treasurer. The Governor-General has appointed me to that office. May I add, Mr. Speaker, until further ministerial arrangements are settled.
Back in the day when we had characters in politics.
Yes, fun.
So, name the year that Bob was announcing the resignation of Paul Keating as Treasurer.
Oh, the resignation of Paul Keating as Treasurer. So this is before Paul Keating had a stab at the top.
That's right.
Okay.
They were getting feisty around that time, remember?
Yeah.
Bob and Paul,
they were
mates they indicated to the public they were mates for a long time, but
yeah, they did.
Things got dirty when Paul came in.
He was the best, though, in the house, wasn't he? And actually, I'd watch Q&A in those days.
Yeah.
For what he said, he was brilliant.
The only thing I know about Bob Hawke is he can scull a yard glass in 11.06 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, look, you've got me. I don't know the year, but I am going to say it was 1986.
No.
No, later than that, but he wasn't quite PM. But I'm going to say Bridge 1989.
No. Rodney?
I recall the brouhaha that was going on with the leadership spill. I think it was early 90s, 91?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Rodney.
Paul Keating and that famous quote, "I'm going to do you slowly."
Yes, that's right.
And he did.
Yeah. Mm.
The thing we had to have?
The recession we had to have.
Yes.
Another famous quote, Mr. Keating.
He's a beauty.
He did garrote us on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's your by default, Bridge.
Oh.
You said 89, so congratulations. Thank Here we go, segment number two, name that year. Seems to me you live your life like a candle in the wind. Another live version. Never know. That isn't the original version, but what year was Candle in the Wind released?
Oh,
not that version, but
the original.
Yeah.
Well, that was a Princess Di version.
Yeah.
The funeral. So the original of Candle in the Wind, which was about Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Which I watched a controversial documentary about that.
Yes.
She knew way too much about UFOs. That's why she was...
I think she knew a lot about the Kennedys too, didn't she?
Well, that's why. She went with the Kennedys out to the compound out... around Area 51.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of compounding going on.
No, well, there was both of them.
Right.
Both of them.
Why wouldn't there be?
So, yes, she said, "I'm going to come out and tell you everything you know, everything I know."
Gone.
And gone.
Come out and compound me.
Gone. I got it the first time. Gone 3 days later. Bridge. Bridge, 1974.
Yeah.
I guessed it. It was pretty convincing doco, though, about that. Seriously.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Amazing.
Full on.
Adrian seen a different doco.
Obviously.
Now this is going to be fun because I reckon I saw the original show.
Oh, here we go.
Mate.
Here we go.
Name that year.
Hey. He's off. Oh, funny.
Bonanza, the original. When did it first come to TV?
You didn't, Betty.
This is as bad as the Beach Boys. You are kidding.
What is it?
Oh,
Peter.
It's still on Foxtel.
What?
Bonanza.
Never heard of it.
Blocker, Dan Blocker and what's
Bonanza?
His name? Little House on the Prairie.
I've heard of the Hillbillies.
What's his name, right? The Little House on the Prairie. Like
Travelling Wilburys. John
Langdon. Langdon.
No, that's Travelling Wilburys, not Travelling Hillbillies.
Oh, Peter, this is a cultural...
I heard that music, but I don't know.
This is cultural deprivation.
On.
This is absolute... Beach Boys are now Bonanza. This is terrible.
Yeah, it is. There's at least one a week that I'm
flabbergasted. What were you doing
in school?
I wasn't sitting in front of the television watching Bonanza. I can tell you that.
Obviously.
And if you're at school, I'm saying 1924.
Oh, exactly.
Nah, look, I reckon it was a pair of sixes, 66.
No.
I reckon you're not far off.
First show, Bonanza.
Oh, first show. I'm going to say really early, 1962.
No. Rod?
I think you're even earlier than that. Black and white television.
Yeah.
Who else out there watch Bonanza?
Oh, don't even start. The
when you grew up,
off.
When you grew up on regional television, you didn't have a choice.
That's
there,
right.
There was Bonanza and F Troop and all those things.
Exactly. I was going to say there were three shows. There was
the A Team.
There was Bonanza.
No, that's not in that.
There
era.
Was F Troop. And who was the rich bloke?
And the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, but
it was the Thunderbirds.
And the rich bloke out in the country with the toffee dumb wife.
And the toffee dumb wife.
Was it the Beverly Hillbillies?
Well, there was that one, but there was another one. Remember the guy who was a rich guy?
Gilligan's Island.
Well, there was that one as well.
Was it BBC? No. Your BBC show or an American show?
It was Coronation Street. I could go on.
Yes.
Coronation Street.
To the
Man
of Bourne.
Anyway,
what are you thinking?
Black and white.
Penelope Keith.
What, which
not
one?
Penelope Keith with To the Man of Bourne.
No.
No.
No, that was far too highbrow for me, Bridge.
Okay.
Loved it.
Rodney.
Shows. Yes,
Rodney.
Minister.
All right, Bonanza, I reckon late 50s, 1958.
Nine.
Oh.
Bridge wins today.
Hey.
I'm going to give you Bonanza. I'm going to give you a whole, for Christmas, I'm going to give you a whole video box set of
Seriously,
Bonanza.
Save your money.
No, you'll love it.
He won't watch
save
it.
Save your money.
You'll love it.
He won't watch it. All right, we just did name that year, and it's always an eye-opener when we find out Well, just shows we grew up with and stuff we haven't seen. And I know it wasn't our era, Peter.
But all of us are different.
We grew up more with the goodies and that kind of era. However, you've been lambasted for not knowing Bonanza. You remember the music, though.
I remember a little the music. I thought it was the Hillbilly one, the music, but I didn't know it was Bonanza. But I've never watched it. Bonanza would have been a show bag to me.
Spider did say the Travelling Hillbillies. I said, no, that's a Travelling Wilburys. it's a whole different. It's a band, not a TV show. Oh, you're funny. Okay, so now we want to know what shows the toffee-nosed girl or woman with the...
Yeah, she was from Hollywood, quite dumb, played a dumb Hollywood female, and the rich American bloke. So I couldn't think of the can't think of the name of the show. Giggles.
Yes, it is, mate. You're trying to find out the rich bloke with the dumb wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Grady Nakes.
The bass for me.
Civic Pines. Did you used to watch Bonanza?
Yeah, I did, and it was Green Acres he's thinking of.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Green Acres. Okay, I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, well, the phones are going nuts.
Oh, Spider, you got no education on television programs.
hey, Kerry, can you tell us something we don't know?
I can even confirm that.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday and with Rod McLeod. Oh, it must be a slow news day and every time. Here we go. Daylight saving. No daylight saving. 66% of the southeast want it. Up north, only 33% want it. It's too hot up there for daylight saving, seriously.
Yeah.
Tom Tate on the news yesterday, we'll be speaking with him after 8 o'clock. He said, let the people decide. Don't make this a political thing. And so it's been 26 years since we've had a referendum. We need to have another referendum so we can decide. Don't you reckon?
Just someone make a decision.
And this is what Anastasia Palaszczuk yesterday had to say, what she had to say about a referendum.
No referendum.
No. She's in a mood.
Yeah.
She was asked about the M1 upgrade.
No.
Cruise ship terminal.
No.
Save the koala corridor.
No.
Will you ever stop? Will you ever stop wearing clip-on earrings, grow a pair, and actually get your ears pierced?
No.
Didn't think so.
No.
That's right.
No.
Wow.
No.
She's not happy.
Radio.
No.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Two to six.
Yeah, a lot happening in sport. Blake Shinn, jockey fall, bad accident yesterday in track work. Now, Blake Shinn's one of the premium jockeys out of Sydney and doesn't look like he'll ride for the rest of the year, AJ.
Yeah, no, he's taken to hospital and bad damage to his C1 and C3 vertebrae.
Oh, no.
And out for 6 months, so be out for the spring. But, of course, the big news is the great mayor, Bridgie, returns on Saturday in...
Chautauqua.
In the night.
No. Winks.
No. Winks is in a race named after herself. It used to be the famous Warwick Stakes. It's now the Winks Stakes, and she's back on Saturday.
Yeah, and looks like going to win easily. A little later on this morning, we'll give you a chance to win some AFL Q Clash tickets too. Get a family along to go and see the Gold Coast Suns on Saturday. And the main story going around the sporting world at the moment is, what is Wayne Bennett going to be doing? Wayne Bennett in 2019, he's contracted for the Broncos for another $1 million for a year. Now, the Broncos are going to, in October, I don't even reckon it will last until October, are going to stand him down. That means he could sit out next year, still earn $1 million, sit on the beach, drink pina coladas, kick back and enjoy himself. But no, at 68, he still wants to coach. So
One more time.
The Titans, he's absolutely got 33s and drifting to come to the Titans. We don't want him. We don't need him. Penrith, Parramatta and St George are the clubs looking at him. Penrith is a go-to club. If he goes to Penrith at the moment, they are in a great opportunity to win maybe a flag over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
That's how much time Wayne's got left, which sets it perfectly up for Penrith. The only problem is that Penrith, you'd have Wayne Bennett and Gus Gould. So even though they've got to get along for 2 years and make the club great, could they do it? The ownership of power, who would take it over? Would it be Gus Gould or would it be Wayne Bennett?
Gus isn't as smart. He's a loudmouth. He's not as smart as Wayne's the quiet. He's the quiet achiever, isn't
he? So watch this space. I reckon he will sign with Penrith. He'll be there for a couple of years. So what about the new power couple? What would they be called? Wayne Gus.
Oh, that sounds wrong.
I know, but that's what the new power couple of the NRL is going to be called, Wangus.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridge's feed.
27 past 6 with everything trending at the moment. Bridge.
Yeah, I'm going to start with some sad news. Aretha Franklin is not well at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently she is on her deathbed. Her family are around her and those close to her. She was diagnosed with, well, they're saying some form of cancer in 2010. She's denying it. She said, no, I've been hearing reports of pancreatic cancer, but I'm fine. I've had an operation. However, maybe she's just one of these celebs that do pass away and you don't really know. You know, why? Because it's fine for them to not tell you.
Oh, 100%.
It's so personal.
Bridgie, RSPCT. Respect.
Exactly. Exactly right. And that's what the family's asking. So, fingers crossed she pulls through this. All right. This is what else is trending. You guys will be happy with this. Boobs, boobs, boobs. What? It's a stock take sale. We're overstocked. Boobs, they must go with a payment plan. $5 a week. Normally $10,000. You can have a cheap pair of boobies for $5,990.
No. Lucky customer.
How's this? A lot of cosmetic surgery places are opening up next to Centrelink around Australia.
What?
They're preying on the, let's just say, on the low socioeconomic status. They're saying to these women, you can have a good set of boobies for up to $5 a week. It's an ABC Four Corner report. I'm sure you'll all be totally across.
What would you prefer, a flat screen television or a good set?
Well, do you want a flat screen or a flat chest?
Exactly right.
Preyed on women who were divorced and who were single. And so they're saying it's like they said this boob factory is a business model that's being run like Macca's. We work on high volume, lots of people coming through the doors at low cost because, you know, that's what you really need if you can't feed your kids.
Exactly.
And you can't work, it's a good set of boobies.
Ironically, Bridgie, I got followed last night by an augmentation doctor in America. I don't know why.
Why?
What's that saying to me?
What was it doing?
A doctor in America started following me on Instagram.
That's
augmentation doctor.
I thought you meant following you walking you down Tedder Ave.
Because you seem like an augmentation doctor with who you follow and who you like all the time. They've followed your likes of the augmented people that you follow and gone, he's obviously
what else some is trending?
In the bezo. Some of them not.
What else is trending?
We're in the bezo. Well, this will make you feel better if you put on a few kilos. Can't tell because you're too tall.
Put on a few, but anyway.
No, you're too tall. I can't see where it is.
Oh,
really?
You can, yes.
No. This is pretty bad. I love Dave Taylor, NRL star. He was a Titan.
The Coltrane.
Titans. Yeah, he was with the Titans for years, lots of clubs, Canberra Raiders. But now he's playing for a little team called the Capras in central Queensland. Now, the Footy Show do a segment called Gutsy Player of the Week. It's a man shake. But it's supposed to be the gutsy player as in that crossed the line and, you know, pushed through everyone.
And it's local footy. It's not,
Yes, but they picked on his weight because he's quite a unit now. This is what Aaron Mullen and the guys were saying.
It's now time for the man shake Gutsy Player of the Week. And Dave Taylor, someone we haven't seen much of recently. Now, Dave is playing for the Queensland Capras in the Intrust Cup. And, well, there he is. I mean, he was a gun player in his day, wasn't he? Great offload. Joel Kane, what are your thoughts on this? As a previous recipient.
Well, because the man shake's obviously working for you. Like, 3 weeks ago, you're looking very portly.
Well, Dave, look, it's a three-letter word, fit, OK? But it's very easy to turn the I into an A. That's all I'm saying. Get that A back to an I. Man shake is what I'm saying.
By the way, we're not shaming Dave Taylor at all. It's just great.
Erin Mullen said she has a pull because, of course, every social media side has gone off. And she said, we weren't expecting that. We're so sorry to Dave Taylor. Even the Sunday Footy Show Dave Taylor, you know, the segment yesterday in the Footy Show was not intentional. Of course it was intentional. I think it's terrible. Anyway, I think it's poor Dave. They're saying that with him, unfortunately, he's got some personal problems at the moment. And he is a big unit. Can I just say a quick story? I remember once watching him in the Titans. He grabbed the ball. Nothing about his weight.
No.
The poor bugger ran the wrong way. He ran the wrong way. Yeah. And it reminded me when I used to watch my nephew when he was six playing soccer. Yeah. You know when they just don't know which way they score. You just clap them on anyway. Good on you, Dave.
They're only selling hot chips at one end.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Look, we like shopping around online, particularly me. Gumtree's more your fashion.
Yeah.
And did you see this one? Hilarious. A guy's looking for a CD Walkman to prove to his kids that there isn't such a thing. But, you know, we were talking around the brekkie table this morning about that, about, gosh, those they didn't last long, the CD Walkmans, because they just, even if you had them on the seat of your car, if they bounced or anything, it had scratched.
No good.
It was like no good.
Go into shuffle, wouldn't it?
It would go into shuffle, you're right. That's why the tape Walkmans are always better.
And the batteries always used to run out real quick.
But yes.
I remember I tried so hard. I brought, I reckon, like $20 worth of Twisties, and $20 in the, it would have been in the 90s. They had this Twisties Walkman, the old cassette deck one, up for grabs, and it was like waterproof, and it was like the colour of orange Twisties, and I tried so hard.
State of the art.
So hard to win it. I brought that many Twisties, didn't win it. I was so gutted that I never won this Twisties Walkman.
Did you think you were going to win it too?
Oh, 100%. Oh. I guaranteed I thought I was going to win. Have you ever won anything? Have you ever like tried to win anything like that or won anything?
The first thing I ever won, I rang the local radio station in Devonport in Tasmania. I got through, to my shock and horror, that I got through, and I won the album from Peter Sarsted.
But where do you go to my love?
Oh, that's actually a great
when
song.
You're alone in your bed. I want to tell me the thoughts that surround you.
Peter Sarsted's debut album I won.
I just got a photo up of the Sony Twisty Walkman.
Why are you doing it to yourself? Why are you putting yourself through grief?
I can get it from Cash Converters for $39. It was such a bargain. What about you, Rod? Have you ever won anything? Or?
I actually won a train set on regional television, Channel 8. Wow. I entered a kids' show competition, right? And they had a big barrel made of Perspex. And they drew an envelope out. Yes, this was riveting regional television. Congratulations, Rodney McLeod from Bex Hill. And I was so excited, I ran out to tell Mum that I'd won something. What did you win? I don't know. And in came the mail, our train set.
Oh, how good.
It was circular and... It lasted about 5 minutes.
We want to know, 13, 27, 10. Give us a call. What was that first thing you won? The first thing you ever won that you can remember?
We're reminiscing around the kitchen table this morning because someone on Gumtree is trying to track down an old CD Walkman. We're talking about, look, the real Walkmans are the cassette ones. And sorry it brought up the memory for you, Peter.
I tried to win one. I spent big bucks on buying Twisties to then enter a competition to win a Twisties cassette Walkman, and I never won it. I was so shattered. Found out that Rod McLeod, he was lucky enough to win a train set. AJ won a record. I won nothing.
Do you know when I was little, I won a pink Barbie record that you could put Barbie in the middle of. You could stand her up. There's two holes in the middle. You could stand her up. So she went
dance.
Around and she danced around in the middle of the record. It spun us all. It was weird.
Antoinette in Miami, what's the first thing you won?
A portable radio.
Oh, how'd you do that?
I had a 50 cent ticket that my mum bought me in a CWA raffle. Oh. I used to go there with her and have cups of tea and those Arnott biscuits out of the box. Yes.
Have you still got the radio, Antoinette?
I still got the radio.
Oh, that's cute. Oh,
and
thanks.
I never took it to the beach and got sand in it. I was careful.
You know what they were always called? They were always called transistors.
Yes, they were.
Oh. Yes, it's a Panasonic, so that was a good brand.
Oh, good brand,
very
too.
Good. Thanks, Antoinette.
Well done.
Very good. That's a great win for 50 cents. Sharon. Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. What'd you win?
We went a cruise.
Wow.
And I was 17.
Oh, where to?
Fiji.
How?
At a shopping centre that my parents owned a store in, and I put an entry in, and they drew out my name on the Thursday night.
Oh, Bryn, how was it?
God, it was great. We had a ball. I took my uncle, who was more like a brother to me, and his girlfriend at the time that ended up being his wife.
Oh.
And because we got along so well, and we had a ball.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks, Sharon.
Well, listen, yeah. Sharon, if you keep listening to this radio station after nine, you're a chance to win that five-day trip to Fiji with Al.
Yes.
In the feel-good song of the day, you could make a return.
Okay, we'll do.
Back to back.
Voila. Gary in Helensvale. All right, what did you win?
Actually, it wasn't me. It was my cousin. He won a Harley Davidson.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. There's a bit of a story. It was probably over 20 years ago. Mm. Foster's had a promo. And we buy the Foster's beer and it's a little voucher. Yeah, well, my father, being the Einstein that he was, he's taken me down to the bottle and bought about 15 cartons of this Foster's.
Yeah.
And he's cut all the vouchers out, and then he put them in one envelope. So he's bought 15 cartons for one entry, basically.
Classic.
And he won a Harley.
Yeah.
No.
Well, this is the second part of the story. My cousin, which didn't even drink, he's got a hold of one of his vouchers from wherever, and anyway, he's sent it in, and he's won the Harley.
That's brilliant. You'd be flat.
That rubbed me up, or rubbed me father up. Anyway, when I told him what he'd done, because he said, "I got those vouchers away," and I said, "Oh, good, Dad, good, yeah, blah, blah, blah." I said, yeah, must have cost a fortune in stamps. He said, "No, only one."
Oh, what a wally. What a wally. Love it. Thanks, Gaz.
Did you keep the Harley or sell it?
No, he kept it. Yeah, he couldn't ride a bike either.
Karen at Pack Pines, what was the first thing you won?
A pair of jeans.
Pair of jeans? How?
I had to go and say good morning to some fish.
What do you mean you had to go? This is getting a bit weird.
It was at a jeans shop, and they had a fish tank in there, and I was only 17, and I was working at a coffee shop, and they came over the radio and said, if you say go and say good morning to some fish, you'll win a pair of jeans. So I ran across.
This is weird. Wow-ee.
Wow, you know what?
Okay.
Was the jeans shop in Ninmond?
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
What's up?
Yeah, well, one of the major issues at the moment is, what insurance do you need? What insurance should you have? Should you get, and it's big bucks as well. Should you have health insurance?
Yes.
Do you want home insurance?
Yes.
Car insurance?
Yes.
Travel insurance?
Yes.
Income insurance?
Yes.
Life insurance?
Yes.
Well, everyone sits here and goes, okay, if we put all that in a big bowl, we have got a lot of money going out into insurance. Forget all those. I have found there is only one type of insurance you should have, and it's divorce insurance.
What?
Divorce insurance, it's out there, you can have it. You think if you've only got the house insured, the house burns down, that's gone. If you've got the car insured, that's you only insuring the car, nothing else, not the contents in it. Mm. And the content, if that's taken away, that's all that's gone. So there is only one type of insurance everybody should have, and that is divorce insurance.
Hang on.
No one thinks on the honeymoon that they will need it.
No.
But stats tell us differently.
Don't.
It is worth the chat. I say it's worth the investment. Every good marriage should last forever. We understand that. Every good marriage would last forever.
Yes.
And then it should end in a divorce. And then you've got the insurance to claim on. So forget about the health, income, travel, home, or car. You can't lose. Think about it. Everyone wins. One gets the house, the car, the content. The other one gets the insurance. You've both still got your health. Where's the problem? I wish this was around a few years ago. I would have plenty.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Not a bad idea, actually.
It's called a prenup, isn't it?
A prenup? No, you can get insurance on divorces. Look it up.
Book week for the kids.
Yeah, I always catch up with the under-12s, Southport under-12s, and it is book week around the country. Aww. Which is fantastic. So encouraging kids to read books. But, you know, Bridge, we grew up with MS Readathon.
Yes, and it was, I'm pretty sure it was an orange little card folder thing.
Yeah.
And you'd go to your neighbours, your friends down the street, anyone just to donate whatever they could.
And you would have raised a fair bit of money.
I did okay with the MS Readathon. I was a good reader.
I struggled. believe it or not, I didn't raise a lot of money. And I was explaining to the young boys, we got Ben, Boston and Tynan, and I asked them, how much money do they reckon I raised during the MS Readathon?
Zero.
5 cents.
Negative five.
Why do you reckon I raised no money?
Because you can't and don't read.
Oh, yeah, good point. No, I used to read books, and I'll tell you which ones I read, and I'll give you a tip. Now, what book are you reading at the moment, and tell us about it?
I'm reading The Maze Runner by James Dashner, and it's about heaps of kids that get put into a huge maze. They get their memories wiped, and they're trying to find their way out.
I'm doing Aliens in Time Machine by Knife and Packer, and it's about the alien sins, and they borrow a time machine, and they go travel 100 years into the future.
Mine is The Midnight Dawn by David Walliams, and it's about a boy, Tom, and he's playing cricket, and he hates cricket, and the ball hits him on the head. He has to go to hospital. In the middle of the night, all the other people, except for Sally, go out, and they go adventure and make people's dreams come true.
Do they still have Choose Your Own Adventure books?
Yes, they do, but they're very bad.
Yeah, they suck.
Okay. We used to enjoy, well, not me, other people that read them, but I'll give you a tip on how you can read a full book in 90 minutes. Do you want to know?
I know.
How?
You look at the pictures, that's it.
Read the back of the book.
You skim.
No, you know what you do? You get a book that's got a movie to it, and you just watch the movie, and you don't have to read the book.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Great idea, isn't it? And on Friday, you're dressing up as your favourite book character. So on Friday, what are you dressing up as?
Thomas from The Maze Runner.
I'm going as Aladdin, and it's my dad's costume. He, like, puffs up, and I got muscles.
Who are you?
I'm the genie.
I'm dressing up as Sam the Swadman from my nan's book called The Adventures of Cleo and Oscar. You should buy it. It came out on Saturday.
Did your nan write the book?
Yes.
What's it called?
The Adventures of Cleo and Oscar.
And what about, what was your first thing you went dressed as?
In grade one, I dressed up as a carrot.
I dressed up as a potato.
I came as tomato.
Oh, we all got this.
And the book was Fruits of the Vegetable Garden.
Vegetable.
How cute is that?
I love it. Good luck to all the kids doing book week.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
You're not going to do this, are you?
Right. No, well, we normally have the caller of the day, to highlight something that's happened during the day. But, AJ, I think from myself and Bridget's point of view, you were the highlight today.
Yeah, in a weird, strange, D-grade kind of way.
You tried your best.
Didn't you? We had Tom Tate in the studio live with his beautiful gold tie on. And
it wasn't D-grade, it was X-grade.
Look, that sounds
wrong. You wish.
We're used to seeing Tom often confused.
Yeah.
But I think this bamboozled him more than ever.
Well, they're saying that through some big leaders around the coast that Tom is on the pong.
That's
he's
right.
A bit smelly.
On the nose.
You know, he's not, a lot of people having a crack at him. So AJ thought he'd write him pretty much a song.
Yeah, it's taken you 24 hours to come up with this brilliance.
let me enjoy this, Maraca.
Tom. Tom's on the pong, 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 pong. So we're on the bong, 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 bong for this Tom Pong song. It's been a long, long, long Tom time. So we're worried about the Tom Pong, 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 pong. And we believe this could be wrong, wrong, wrong. And Tom is on the pong.
Wow.
A bunch of ding-dong. You're like, that's the pong.
You're right here.
You know, the sad thing is it sounded better the second time.